We established yesterday that it's usually the Baalat HaBayit, the woman of the house, who lights the Shabbat candles. Nevertheless, because this is a mitzvah on behalf of the entire household, that's the poskim do mention that the husband should participate in some way in the mitzvah of Hadlakat Haner. So either he should prepare the candles or the oil or the wicks that she's going to be lighting, or alternatively, he can turn on the lights in the other rooms in the house, so that even though she's going to be the one who's saying the bracha and lighting the candles in the main part of the house where the meal's going to be eaten, nevertheless, he's participating in some way in this mitzvah. That's even though the mitzvah of lighting Ner Shel Shabbat applies only really to one person in the household, that and to the Baalat HaBayit, nevertheless, there is a widespread custom that other members of the household, the other women in the house, light Shabbat candles, including single girls. This was certainly something that the Lubavitcher Rebbe was very much in favour of and devoted various campaigns to. But other poskim mention this practice as well as a form of chinuch for them, and also as a way of increasing the light that's shining in the house that's on Shabbat. There is some discussion as to whether or not it's good practice for them to say a bracha. That's but Sefer Shmirat Shabbat Kilchata does say that, you know, if they do say a bracha, then that is a valid practice, even though it would seem that there's perhaps some preference that if it's not their minhag to say a bracha, that they should continue not saying a bracha. That's what happens if a woman is blind, is unable to enjoy the Ner Shel Shabbat. Should she still light Shabbat candles? So the answer to that question is that if she has a husband or other members of the family, the household, who can light on her behalf and say the bracha, that would be preferable. But if she doesn't, if she lives by herself, then she should light the candles and say the bracha. Now, the Shulchan Aruch discusses the case of a woman who forgets one week to light the Shabbat candles. What happens there? And the answer is that there's a knas, a fine, a penalty that Chazal imposed upon her to make sure that she doesn't forget in the future. And that is that she should always light an additional candle to compensate for what she didn't light on that particular Shabbat, and to remind her that in the future she's got to be more careful about it. That's the question is, what exactly counts as forgetting and what counts as honest, as something which was circumstances beyond her control? The Mishnah Berurah, quoting the Magen Avraham, says circumstances beyond her control is that she was in prison. That's, I understand, shachacha, she forgot, is that she was busy watching Wimbledon on the telly or on her phone that Friday afternoon and got so involved in it that she forgot to light Shabbat candles. There is, of course, a whole gulf of situations in between the two extremes, that some of which will count as shachacha, she just forgot, others will count as honest, it was circumstances beyond her control. That's Shmirat Shabbat Kilchata gives the example that if a woman, you know, at the last moment she's about to light candles and then there's an accident with one of her children or something like that, or a nappy needs changing or something of that nature, and she does that and she gets distracted and she doesn't light the Ner Shel Shabbat, that's then that's regarded as honest, and she won't have to light an extra candle in future weeks. There's some discussion about what exactly falls into what category. That's in the poskim. On some occasions, that's I've given the advice to people that it's sort of a borderline case, and that they don't need to light the extra candle, you know, always. But the following Shabbat, they should certainly light the extra candle. That's another tzad lahakel will be the fact that if somebody in the household, the husband perhaps before he went out to shul, that's lit, turned on the other lights around the house, so there are lights there lichvod Shabbat, and that he won't be sitting in the dark, so then that's another grounds for leniency. Though at the end of the day, she still missed the opportunity to say the bracha on the Ner Shel Shabbat. It seems that this knas doesn't apply if a woman forgets to light the candles on Yom Tov night. One of the reasons suggested for this is because even if she forgets, that's during the course of the meal, she probably will notice that. And on Yom Tov, of course, you can light the candles after Yom Tov has come in. So this is really milta de lo shchicha, something which is very unlikely to happen. And Chazal never made enactments for situations which were very unlikely to happen. Ad kan.